Welcome into Scouting Synopsis. Game week 465 is here, and it's your last chance to win big cash money. The MLS Special Weekly is coming to an end, so let's look ahead, see if we can find an edge. With me, as always, Chris, the MLS sauced up guy, and Alex ATG, so rare. What's up, y'all?
How are you, Chris? Let's at the start, since you just got here.
I literally just sprinted in the door, and I still can't breathe yet, but we'll get there. Wings are very good, and they're delicious, and they're worth waiting for. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
When it's Wednesday wing night, you just can't say no.
You don't mess with Wednesday wing night.
You don't mess with Wednesday wing night. Alex, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. But got delayed a little bit, but now we're here.
We ain't worried about it. Who's worried about it? People are watching this after anyway. They're not even here live. So you know what? You snooze, you lose.
But we're gonna. It's not a Philly game in the rain. That's at least it's not canceled. We're just a little delayed.
But it might be here in Florida. If I just disappear, don't worry about it. Act like nothing.
Yeah, if Jorge disappears, this will be an all night thing because he's the only one with the button to turn it off.
So. I have the power. Anyway, we're going to be here. We're going to look forward to the weekend like we have the last couple of weeks. It's been a great time. You guys seem to like it. The views are going up. Look at it. We're massive. We're going to look ahead at the game week. We're going to do all this fun stuff. We're going to pick some players. Alex has a game. All this fun stuff. Chris has no idea what's going on. We love it.
We're talking baseball, right?
God, yeah, so we're MLB, sure. Right?
All right,
yeah.
Moving on. Show's over.
Alex, how are the Royals doing?
Okay. I'm not a Royals fan. I'm a Brewers fan, and we're doing fantastic.
There you go. Pirates are 5-0. They're also.
Did we lose today? I think we did.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
All right, this is MLS.
Jorge's going to say his power went out because we're talking baseball.
Yeah, I'm just streams over. Sorry, storms.
Can we just start with probably the game of the week between Spokane Velocity FC and LA Force? Like, what a matchup this should be later tonight. I will be staying up late to watch this.
Okay, first
there's
of all,
there's a different Open Cup match to be looking out for.
Can we talk about Union El Omaha Burrito? Gonna get smacked by Des Moines, Iowa, because Sasha Kleschen is coming back. Brian Rowe, I
brought a bunch of his friends.
Yes, bought a bunch of his old retired Tesho Akindele boy. He's playing back in the Open Cup. Playing
and the best of them all. Best of them all, Roger Espinosa's back. Oh, yeah.
And Roger Espinosa. Open Cup is massive, okay? Who cares about the MLS? Who cares about League's Cup? Not us. We care about the Open Cup.
Des Moines
Burrito FC won
Des Moines
their second match,
have,
too.
Des Moines going to have like a three-goal lead in the first half and then just completely run out of gas and lose like 7-3.
They're going to all pull hammies.
They're all going to be dead by the end. It's going to be great. I would love to see this game go to extra time. I would pay for that.
Kleschen did play 120 minutes. Did. Went to extra time last time. And
he did.
And he was hurting. He was on the Taylor Twellman podcast after that. And boy, he was hurting. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Open Cup and USL because guess what? We can't use those players on So Rare. They got big old red X's. So what we're going to do, we're going to hop in to the game week. As always, we got it pulled up. We're going to do the thing. First of all, Chris or Alex, do you have, right off the bat, do you have a matchup that stands out to you that goes, whoa, this is the matchup of the weekend, and it's not the Sunday game? Sorry, Alex.
I mean,
it's going to be El Tráfico.
Yeah.
That's the...
Well, I don't think it is, to be fair.
I think
LAFC is going to get rolled in that game. I don't think this is the game of the week.
I think, like, entertainment-wise, it's the best game of the week. Sober-wise.
I mean, it's the biggest rivalry of the week. But I honestly think Galaxy will probably roll them. I don't think it'll be that close.
I think it's going to be a game of attacking stacks again. I think we could see maybe 5 or more goals in this game. This could be a lot of goals.
But all one way. I mean, I guess it's true that the Galaxy don't really know how to play defense yet.
And so LAFC, as much as we slander LAFC, they have some weapons. True. And if they turn on, it could get a lot of goals.
So you're telling me not to start Aaron Long this week. That's what you're telling me.
No, you always start Aaron Long, no matter what.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. I just want to clarify.
No, you don't start Aaron Long because there is going to be like 6-7 goals in this match. Attacking stacks only.
He's going to be one of them. He's going
to
score.
Hollingshead will be one of them. But when it comes to El Tráfico, it's crazy. It's wild. It's nutty. It's bananas. It's one of those games that you just kind of put them out there and you hope for the best. Me personally, I like to stay away from it because there's just too much chaos, too much nonsense, too much unpredictability, which is why we love this league, but it's just too much.
You can't get a negative AA if you get a goal or an assist.
True. That's a good point.
That's a good rule too, because there have been some people that have scored and had like minus 28, and it's like, well, you would have had like a 30.
That's true. That is true.
It's a Bass Ferreira every game.
But that is a good shout. That is going to be definitely the game to watch this weekend. Screw all the other games. Orlando's on a bye.
It's the headline.
El Tráfico, baby.
No, so the game of the weekend is the Eastern Conference Final preview between Columbus Crew and DC United. I mean, I think that's pretty clear to everybody. I think the question in this game is, will Cucho Hernandez be available? Ooh. Like, well, all of a sudden, Columbus is falling apart. And, I mean, they did draw, but they only drew at home. In the Champions League, they got smoked a couple weeks in a row now, and Cucho's not there.
Cucho's in timeout.
He's been put in timeout.
He did bad. He did a bad. He got put in the corner.
Yeah, he made an oopsie, and Nancy is not taking any crap from anybody.
I think we got to ask Columbus suspension expert Eloy Room what is a status going to be, because we saw his tweet.
Cucho may be in another league by this time next week.
He'll be for Des Moines Menace tonight. Yeah. He'll be there.
So I forgot what I was
he's not.
To.
He's not Open Cup cap tied. You know, they're not in the Open Cup, so it's fine.
But apparently, Darlington. I guess this happened to Nagby last season, where like he was like left out for a couple or like subbed out, and they were just like Nagby knows why. And again, everybody's been asking Nance like, "Where's Cucho?" And he's like, he knows why?"
Was it two games? Was it three games? Was it 112 games?
I don't know. We'll have to go back into history. But I will say this Columbus Crew NTC match with CONCACAF Champions League, which is going on right now. Miami's going to get smoked by Monterrey soon. Columbus Crew took it to Tigres, by the way. Incredible, incredible game. They literally took it to Tigres. They could have beat Tigres if it wasn't for Gignac being Gignac just scoring out of nothing.
They're supposed to take it to them when they're at home.
Yep. Let me get there.
Yeah.
I was giving them their tea, but I was saying DC is going to come in here and probably smoke Columbus Crew. Because, like, yes, it's at home. At home. But our eyes are on CONCACAF, baby. They have a chance to knock Tigres out right now. Cucho's been out of existence. Rossi's been playing all these games with no Cucho. He's tired, baby. He needs a little break before they face Tigres again. DC United is coming in. I think they're going to route Columbus in a crazy upset.
Did Aiden Morris get sent off on Wednesday?
Yes.
Yes.
If you think there's an MLS team that is going to beat a Liga MX team in Mexico, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, they don't technically have to win. They just have to not lose.
Yes, that's true.
They're going to lose. So that'll be no Morris, right? That's just for that competition.
Yeah, so Spencer. Morris.
So Aiden he'll Morris play this weekend. Out. He'll play
no
this
Morris.
Weekend.
Cucho might be somewhere.
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm looking at Darlington Nagby now, trying to figure out what happened. But there was one game that he subbed in for 2 minutes in September, and he started the rest. Oh no, he subbed in for 26 minutes in April last year.
I'm gonna try to pull this up. I'm gonna pull up Sorare data here in a second.
Yeah, he's only subbed in three times. In his career on Sorare. Here, I have it pulled up.
Chris, did you sell that Hinostroza yet? Because he's starting to look like an option.
I don't know. I'm trying to. Someone want it? Yeah, this is his career. He's only subbed in three times in his entire Sorare career.
That's wild.
And he hasn't missed a game since game week 158. How far back is that?
Holy smokes.
300 plus game weeks.
April of 2021 is the last time he actually fully missed a game, which is...
That's wild.
A little bit absurd.
Nagby is the MLS legend we all love and need. And he's a proven winner.
Yes.
And he is a proven winner. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm in the personal camp that CONCACAF's going to do CONCACAF things and DC is going to go into Columbus and put in a whooping. Because look, man, they've been defensively woeful. And they're going to be tired. They're going to be rotated. They have some injuries. And I just think Columbus is going to take the element.
They're not particularly deep. You know,
no, they're
like there's some like LAFC a few years ago was just like, well, their second team's still better than everybody else. But like this is not like a super deep Columbus team, which is kind of why it was like fading them a little bit earlier in the year anyway, because like inevitably you're going to have some injury or some like at some point somebody gets a red card and you just like you've got to have people to come in. Yeah,
but it's like injury?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Injury rotation and their workhorse. Right. What is it? Sawatsky, who can fill in anywhere, their like go-to guy, their all utility tool is also hurt. So yeah. It's like you can't even fill the gaps with a gap filler because he's hurt too. I don't know. I think Columbus prioritized CONCACAF, try to take it to T Grace in the midweek and just kind of see if they can get by DC, which happens not to be not very easy this year.
DC's pretty good.
DC is pretty good.
They will, if you're playing backups, they will press your backups and you will not have fun. It will not be a good time.
Yes, man.
And Nancy will just tell them, like, you cannot clear the ball. You have to hold the ball. Like, that's what they do. So, yeah, I mean, I can see this game being, like, 3-2. But it's still tough to, like, go into Columbus and win. Like, I think a little bit crazy.
I think DC's got it, too. I got to agree. I think Benteke is not going to do that where he misses all those big chances again. And they're just going to feed him. And, CONCACAF fatigue is real.
It is real. And it's a thing.
And it's getting serious now.
It's going to hit them, and they're going to lose this weekend, and then they're going to lose to Monterey. And then maybe we won't see the same Columbus team for a little bit after that.
I mean, at that point, it would be like four out of the last five they would have lost, and they only drew the other one.
Exactly. So Columbus, maybe rough times are ahead.
They are not even on top of the standings anymore. So
they're slowly they're in third. Slipping.
If they lose to DC, they're going to be at least fifth. At least fifth, I think.
Again, in the long run, Columbus will be fine. They're flying, man. When I tell you the beginning of that Tigres game, I was like, "Who is this team?" I was like, "They were making Tigres look rough." Like it was cool to watch. It was fun to watch. Whatever. Didn't go that way, but hey, my Jared Stroud's coming. Come good this week. This is it. This is the week.
If you want a Marino Hinostroza, I have a beautiful specimen. It's listed at, I believe, floor price. He was floor when I listed him. So,
will you sell him for under floor price? Because that could be negotiated.
I mean, at this point, I shouldn't really have to. You know, I should have, like, people are buying Insta buy for $537. Like, who does that? Why would you do that? I have mine is also a new season.
And you can buy with credit card too. Like you can just
so you can buy it all with credit card now. There's no excuses like now. That. There's like no excuses now. But anyway, we have DC Columbus, we have El Tráfico, we have all these great matchups. We have another really good matchup, especially a good SOTR matchup, because you have FC. That's not my screen. That's your screen. You have FC Dallas going to St. Louis. FC Dallas has been bad, real bad. Yeah. St. Louis can score goals. They also concede goals, but we don't have to worry about that because FC Dallas can't do this. They're played with injuries. Is Jesus Ferrer going to play? I don't know. You know who's not going to play? Paxton Pomykal. I can't talk today. Either way.
Big piece missing with Pomykal.
Huge pieces. FC Dallas going to St. Louis is probably going to be one of the matchups of the weekend on SOTR. Am I wrong? Yeah. Maybe?
I agree. When we go to my watch list, you'll see that I agree with this. St. Louis haven't looked like St. Louis of last year. And this will be, I think, the game where you finally see what they can do to teams. I think this could be a thrashing. The only problem is they have no Leuven. I don't know how he got hurt, but I know he got hurt a few weeks back, right after they got knocked out of the Champions Cup. And they're missing, you know, Stroud left. And they've kind of not had that playmaking guy whenever Leuven's hurt. So Klaus underperforming, St. Louis is a whole underperforming. This is a game where they bring it back. And as you said, FC Dallas is not good. And Musa, I think first decisive was last weekend. So it's taken that long to settle in. Yeah, it's not going to get good for FC Dallas.
I'm about to predict live on this show.
Uh-oh.
That a team with 3 points, FC Dallas, is going to go on the road and get a point. This will be an ugly 1-1 draw. Both these teams suck. Both these teams will miss the playoffs. It'll not look pretty. St. Louis will probably be gifted a goal at some point, but they also are not good enough to keep a clean sheet themselves. Berkey will probably make a few crazy saves. And this will be like an ugly, like, you do not want to watch this game at all.
You think
so? No. Both these teams are terrible. Especially with Leuven out. I think last year St. Louis was a complete freak anomaly. And they are they are the Austin of this year. Like, everybody's going to be like, oh, they're going to come back. Like, at some point, they're going to come back. And then Austin just never came back. And it was like, that's kind of what they were. Like, that they just weren't that good that year, you know? Like, they got very lucky a lot in that whole year. And it happens sometimes where teams just get lucky for a year. And that was St. Louis last year. And they will fall off the face of the earth. And Dallas will get a point, at least a point on the road. I could see them winning, to be fair. If Ferreira plays, they could win this game.
If Ferreira plays.
If Ferreira
plays. Even then, he's been kind of playing. I know it hasn't been great. But, yeah. Alex, you look like you have words.
He hasn't been really playing.
Yeah. Much. So what I was going to say is we can just take this by the words to live by for MLS. Home teams win most of the time. Yes, and from going to multiple St. Louis City games last year, they have the best home atmosphere in the league. And so if they have that by their back, they're going against a team that's nervous, that hasn't been good all year. SC Dallas is going to crumble. Especially if they have no Ferreira, there's no I don't see any chance they win, especially score. So I get what you're saying. Like, St. Louis is bad, but it's a home team at a super good environment that has capable players. I think they get it done.
I agreed with everything you said until you said they have capable players, because I don't think they have capable players at all.
They have a couple.
They have a few that are they have a few that are okay.
They do and they don't. But
look at this is I have Jesus Ferreira pulled up here.
Yeah.
The problem here, I mean, they're like, first off, he didn't play the opener, and then he subbed for 29 minutes. And then he scored and he assisted, like he did his thing, and then he didn't play against Austin. Like, I think if he plays, this is at least a draw, right? This is not, I mean, it's not good to lose at home, but like, Vancouver's pretty decent. Red Bulls have turned out to be better than we thought. Montreal's turned out to be better than we thought. And they beat San Jose. So like, I feel like their schedule's a little bit deceptive so far, and it's a little bit better than we kind of thought it was. Outside of like this, but I mean, again, I think this was a little bit fluky too. And if he plays, I think they have a chance in this game. If he doesn't, if Jesus Ferreira doesn't play, they really don't have a huge attacking threat. Like, Moose is not going to create his own shot. They have nobody that can really create. Ariel is great with his work rate, but he's not a creator. Legette isn't really a creator. It's like, I mean, we joke about Paxton Pomacall, but he at least did a little bit of creating. He's not a great creator. He was good
again last year.
Yeah. He's not great, but he's good. But like, Jesus Ferreira is that guy. So like, between Ferreira and Sealy, if both those guys play, I think they'll find a goal, maybe two. And I really don't like St. Louis. Like, this is not me saying FC Dallas is good and they're going to make the playoffs. This is me saying this game will be hard to watch. FC Dallas. This game will be like watching an open cup match with Sasha Kljestan playing in it.
Wait, why?
It'll be entertaining.
Why am I defending St. Louis right now?
I don't know.
I just realized that.
I don't know.
Dude, you've been outed. You've been exploited. Welcome to the internet. It's there forever now.
This is the only time you'll see me talk positively about St. Louis, because we play them in 2 weeks. So,
yeah. Well, that should be a nice matchup.
And they're all Kansas City bad. Stuff. And it's at home too on my birthday. Oh, that'll be a great game.
Look, I'm just saying FC Dallas hasn't proven that they can do anything this year. St. Louis, while we have our questions, I was talking to Alex earlier, but I was like, St. Louis is one of those teams where like no guy on there makes me go, oh, dang, I need to own that guy. Or like, wow, he's a smasher. It's just a team of they get gifted goals. I don't know. It's just what it is.
Leuven and Berkey are the only two. And Berkey can't do it on his own.
And Klaus can score sometimes, but either way.
Klaus can only score if the defenders pass it to him in space and don't defend him.
Exactly.
Or if it's against us at home. That's it.
St. Louis at home should smash FC Dallas. But it's MLS. Who knows? If FC Dallas could easily come in here and just smash St. Louis, catch them on the wrong day, and then we're going to have a lot of questions about St. Louis at that point. But until then, maybe you're being a little too harsh on St. Louis. I don't know. But we'll find out. Like, this is a test, right? It's like, what are those things looking for? Later would have gone and lost to Austin.
Done this year. No. What has St. Louis done? They won at home against a New York team with no coach, and at that time, no team chemistry. They drew at Austin. They did draw the LA Galaxy, but that was a wild game. They drew at home against us. We should have crushed them. We were way ahead of them. And they got smoked against Real Salt Lake. They lost to the Dynamo week one, which that looked like not a terrible loss. but it looks worse and worse every day. Like no Hector Herrera, this Dynamo team's just not as good as we thought.
That was a Champions Cup, I think.
That's true because they played.
True.
Yeah, I didn't go back as far because they were in Champions Cup.
Yeah,
and a 1-1 draw against RSL.
That's so, like
they, yeah.
They should have beat Galaxy realistically. Like obviously, like you can say that, but
this is definitely their best game right here. Like that's the only result where you're like, that's a decent result.
Do they have Lube in that game? Can you check?
Because if they didn't go toe to toe with the Galaxy, though, like you're doing okay.
Yeah,
you're
no Lube,
pretty good.
No strength.
You're doing pretty good.
I think it's gonna. Here's how I'm gonna predict. I'm gonna predict they're gonna get given a goal early. They're gonna hold it the whole time, and then they're gonna run on a Darren N, and he's gonna score in like the 87th minute. It's gonna end 2-0. That's gonna happen.
Whatever happens, what I am willing to say is that this game will not be fun to watch. Like, don't turn this on expecting the beautiful game. This is gonna be some.
Go watch El Trafico if you want to watch.
This is gonna be some tough scenes out there in St. Louis.
Yeah, but at the same time, like when it's El Trafico weekend, like nothing else really matters because it just that game always delivers no matter what. It's just always a good game. I think there's maybe like of all the El Traficos, I think there's maybe like one that was like lame, and even then it was still probably awesome.
And a lot of those we went into them thinking, oh, this could be a blowout because like LAFC is just so much better than LA Galaxy, and it never turns out that way. It's so, like both teams kind of step it up during that game, you know.
That's just how that matchup is, so that's what I'm saying. Attacking stacks, watch for those.
That's actually the fun thing about El Trafico this year too, is that like, look, LAFC may have had a rough start, but like they're a good team. And then for the first time, probably in a long time, like this LA Galaxy is actually dangerous. Yeah. So like, what's going to happen in this game at this point? Like if we've gotten crazy El Traficos before when like it was like kind of lopsided, it should have been one way or another. Like this should just blow everything out of proportion. It's going to be
Delgado up top. Ilya up top.
Yeah. Question mark. What are we doing here? That's an interesting one.
And you also
Delgado versus Elie up top. The striker pairing we all wanted to see.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Also, you forget we have a no Caceres. That's a hole in the defense with Zabaleta there. So that's another opportunity.
Defense don't matter in this game. It's El Trafico. Yeah. Who cares about the defense?
That's what I'm saying. It's attack. It's going to end 4-4.
It is all attack. If you can put
that's like the minimum it can end in El Trafico. Yeah. You know?
And it's going to be back and forth.
Maybe the minimum is like 3-3 because I think that was the Zlatan score. It was 3-3.
No, I thought that was 4-3. I thought they ended up winning that game.
Oh, you're right. He tied it and made it 3-3.
And then scored that offside goal at the end. Yeah.
We've all seen the highlights a million times. Come on now. But yeah, there's a couple good matches. There's a couple lopsided matches this week. Not like last week, but there are some sick matchups, which is why, Alex, you got a little watch list. You got a little player watch list that we can look at the rest of the weekend. All right, those are the good matchups. Those are the hype matchups. We're going to look at the playlist. We're going to look at a playlist. Watch list? Yeah, something. We're going to play the watch list.
We're going to watch the playlist.
Yes.
We are.
Exactly.
Yes.
Words.
Alex. You're going to the watch play.
You're going to give me feedback on whether this watch list is good.
Yes. Okay. Alex, give it to us.
All right. First
player. Does it have any Orlando City players on it? Because it will probably be good.
Absolutely not. All right. So start off. This is my cheap option. He's back.
Oh, baby.
Yep.
Here we go.
So he played
great matchup this week too, by the way.
In Charlotte, yes, that
with
is
the,
exactly
with the press for Red Bulls. There'll be lots of opportunities for AA in this game.
Oh yeah, so this is what we're looking at for Nwobodo. Cincinnati FC is going to slot back in where Kubo has been playing for him, or I think Kubo might still play, but played and gotten 20 AA in 30 minutes in the second half. He's ready to go. I believe he's going to start.
Everybody does that, sure.
Exactly, and he's going against New York, so
at home.
Exactly. And look at his price. 66 cents.
Yeah.
Oh.
You literally cannot beat that.
You can literally, like, there's no other player that you can find that is better for under a dollar than him.
His max is probably only a 70. Like, he doesn't score.
Yeah.
And he's probably not going to get like a 45, 50 AA. But, like, he's going to probably, I'd say minimum hit 55 and probably more in the 65 range with his AA. Yeah. So
I mean,
love that shout.
Yeah. So I mean,
not just because I own him.
At home, he's a 57 and he can get peak scores.
And this is
devices.
A plus matchup.
Exactly. So you're looking at probably 60 out of this. If he gets a decisive, you're looking at big scores.
Yeah, because decisive, you're in the 90s.
Exactly, and he's only 66 cents. I'm a proud owner, too, of a new season, and I will be starting him.
For you.
Yes. Next one. Got to go for...
Always Kansas City. Never fails.
I have to do one per, like, one. Every time there's a matchup. Quota, man. Every time that I like, I have to do one. If it's going to load, we can find out who it is.
Do you like the Portland matchup, to be fair?
I do. I like the fact that we're at home and the fact that it's a Portland matchup. Portland's look kind of shaky. And this is what I like about Agata more than anything is that in 11 starts at home since he's came to the club, he scored 11 times. And so, as you can see, since he came in for Russell being out, he's gotten two decisives. He had the assist on the Voltaire goal against Toronto. And... yeah, I love him as a person, too. He's really likable. He took his shirt off and did a backflip when he scored a penalty in a penalty shootout last year that we ended up losing. So can't forget nice. That. So here's at home. 10 starts, 10 goals, 1 assist. Like,
well, there's some scores.
He loves a goal at home. And so with this matchup, even more. Like, look, last time what he did against Portland. I know it's 2022, but... you might have
Portland is bad at defense.
Portland has given up 3-3, 1-1, 2-1 in their games. Exactly. This year, so
this score is
not a bad show.
This pick score is deceiving. He's going to start because we will probably have no Russell. He didn't train again, and yeah, I love some Willie Agata this weekend. Next, this is my clean sheet shout. When we talk about it later. This is my goalie shot for the week is Berkey. I think he has the best chance of getting a clean sheet out of anybody after looking at the matchups. Obviously, poor start to the year. Poor start to the year. But I think this is when he gets it. You can see what he was doing last year. I mean, here, let's go here. Last year, you can see that start. And when he's at home, too, especially, even better. I mean, he's going against a bad Dallas team. We already talked about it, so I'm not going to talk too much. And he's also pretty cheap for Roman Berkey. So, yeah.
Damn, Berkey for 15 bucks?
To be fair, I think there are a bunch of keepers with good matchups this week.
Really?
Takaoka at home against Toronto.
He can't keep a clean sheet, though. I don't know the last time I watched him keep a clean sheet.
Bro.
When's the last time Berkey kept a clean sheet?
That is also true.
NYCFC.
Well, that doesn't count
at the beginning of the year. All right.
You know how I feel about Takaoka. When it comes to clean sheets, never
count. An Insigne less Toronto is one of the least potent attacks in the league. So, you know,
have you watched Orlando?
That's a decent matchup. I actually don't hate Stuver against San Jose at home. Coming off a win. That's not terrible.
That is actually not that bad. But yeah, Takaoka's best matchup, but just from previous knowledge,
decent matchup will not have a good matchup next week. So
yes,
don't buy him long term. And then I think my favorite goalkeeper play is Chris Brady at home against Houston.
With Ferreira back healthy, full healthy.
Sebas is okay. Herrera's the danger person in that team. Till Herrera's back, I'm not scared of Houston.
Berkey's the only one that I'd be comfortable saying like there's a clean sheet in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think St. Louis is that good, guys.
I understand they haven't been this year, but he has the best chance at producing a clean sheet out of anybody off previous knowledge.
Well, if we're going by last year, Chris Brady kept like 5 clean sheets in a row, so they had the best defense in the league for a little while.
And then he kept those 5 clean sheets and no more that entire year.
Wasn't that like the first couple of games too? Like it was the beginning.
Yeah. It was the 5 games leading into Leagues Cup, I think.
Yeah, it was like a random stretch. Let's see. What am I looking at right now? I
need more. You don't even know. Hey, what else is on the watch list?
All right, we got what the heck? Mickey Yamane. He's my defender pick. I think he could. The way this game is going to be played, it's going to be back and forth. He's going to have to be box to box, and I think he gets a decisive in this game and pretty good AA. He's proven.
Is he a defender card though?
Yes, yeah, he is.
That's good. A little bit. Yeah. So you lose 3 points for every goal, you could easily.
Well, that's not true, because the last time Galaxy conceded a bunch, didn't he still score really well?
Yes, you can still score really well, but it's harder.
He's the kind of guy that will, though.
That was against us, and that's when we were pressing them whole time, and he still ended up with 35 AA with no clean sheet and 3 conceded. So
2 conceded.
But even then, 3-3 St. Louis, boom, still 48. 2-2 Nashville, 50. Like, even getting pumped, he's one of those players that like just doesn't.
Yeah, but 48 and 50 don't do anything for you.
But they don't kill your lineup entirely, too. If it's
true. If you get a 48 or 50 with a decisive, then you're talking.
In what division, though?
And we're
division, 48 or 50 don't help you.
We were just talking about how this game's gonna have a bunch of goals, and
right.
The way he's been getting involved.
That's what you're betting on is a goal. Yeah.
And if not, you're still gonna get the safety of pretty good AA, so where you're not completely dead in the water. If he does or not. So yeah. Let's go
best offseason pickup I ever did.
Back to Galaxy.
Will he start?
I think he will.
He
played last week. I mean,
right.
So yeah, and I mean he's cheap for how he's been producing. He's $15 for old season. Young
prices came down, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And I mean, you look at this is all, it speaks for itself. He's been producing. And if this game's going to have goals, he could get a hat trick.
Jovalich anytime goal, smack it. Wherever you do your biddings, smack it.
As long as he starts. Yeah.
Hey, maybe use that up here later. But yeah.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, and good matchup. LAFC's been weak in the defense. Lloris might, I mean, they just let Colorado put up 3. So he's going to bang. This week he's going to bang.
Bang, bang.
All right. And then we're a Driussi love show.
Yep.
We love Driussi. And
100%.
Great. He's got a beautiful matchup against San Jose. Old season, still $10. After all the advice we gave and the score that he gave you, you're still only, he's only $10.
How many times do we got to tell you?
Are you kidding me?
It's cheap.
At least one more.
And look at that's like good upcoming matchups too. St. Louis, Houston. I mean, Houston, but like Galaxy, like these are not like.
They are on the road, to be fair. Yeah. A lot of them.
And so,
yeah.
Assist good AA against Dallas, San Jose. He could take over. We could see huge, huge score from him. That everything. I mean, we know what he can do too. And he's back. Driussi's back. It's Driussi season.
Yeah. This could be the game I could see being like a 2-0, like real waxing. Like, could be like 3-4, but it's probably like 2.
Yeah. So get your Driussis for only $10, and you'll thank us, because we've been preaching Driussi for a while.
We've been trying to tell y'all.
All right. Final one, still from El Tráfico. Timothy Tillman. So cheap. So cheap.
Finally. I've been saying this since last year. Chris has just shut me down every time. It's finally coming good.
Yes.
It's coming good, Chris. Timothy Tillman is finally coming good.
What am I talking bad about Timothy Tillman?
Because all last year I was like, Timothy Tillman. And you were just like, he's not that good. He's like, Malik Tillman's way better. Guess what?
Well, Malik is still better.
No.
He's still averaging more than Tim is.
It's I know.
Timmy. So are we saying it's Timmy time based on the last 2 weeks?
I think we're saying in Timmy time is me watching these last 2 games, watching the whole season and seeing how involved he is with this team.
It is he is like the
how many decisives is he gonna get
attacking midfield?
Oh, he might get he might get 5 decisives in this game. He might draw 3 penalties. His hair, whenever I was watching it, maybe like think it was Buonga, and so I was like, damn, Buonga's doing good when we were playing him, and I'm like, oh wait, that's Timothy Tillman, and so. He's been involved. I think him and Atuesta are really good picks. I didn't put Atuesta, but shout out. Big AA. He could hit 100. And look at those matchups upcoming too. This isn't just a this week thing. Another guy with beautiful matchups upcoming.
Portland twice. That's cheating.
$8. $8 for this.
I'll give you this one. This is a good pick. This is not what I would have thought of.
This is the one I get. I get this one.
That's a good one.
I'm honestly surprised.
I agree with like Driussi, but everyone, like, I feel like everyone should know Driussi is good.
Yeah.
I just think Timothy Tillman has definitely gone under the radar, especially in LAFC. Like, he's like not the guy you think of, especially because he kind of, he was there last season, but he was like in and out a little bit.
He was like averaging like 5 to 10 AA last year.
Yeah. And I think this year he's really taking like a serious role in the team. And you can see it on the pitch too, that it's like, oh man, like it is definitely Tillman time.
Yeah, him and Atuesta, the way they press up too, and the way the style that LAFC play is really suiting them. You can see, like, both of them have banged this year. And so, I mean, Atuesta is
just really good in MLS in general.
Yeah, and he's $10 too. His new season is $12. Yeah,
wow, that's it?
That's Come on. Only $2 more than the floor, yeah.
Wow.
This has got to be a pickup. Look at that. And look, again, matchups.
I mean, I know, like, he's a little high right now. He had 2 banging games. It's not always going to be that high. But, dude, Atuesta, if you've been watching this league for a little bit, like, you know what he can do in this league, and there's no doubt that he's going to come back.
Yeah, Atuesta's new season is not $12.
So, is it not?
No.
How much is that?
I mean, this one's bidding at 20.
Here.
And this is the low.
Oh, they're counting this because this is technically new season for
That is technically still new season for Brazil, isn't it? Oh.
Is that, wait, so that counts? That can be used in comps as new season?
I don't think so. No, because he has... Doesn't it tell you? No, because he has the MLS ones now.
In-season challenger limited.
Yeah, even if he has the boost. Oh, this is a cheeky play.
Ooh.
But how long? How long will it be?
Yeah, they're probably going to fix that soon.
Until Palmeiras comes back, which I think is soon. I think
it's this week.
Come back. I think Brazil's about to come back. So
I think all my Brazilian guys started in this midweek.
Yeah, probably Antonio Carlos was on my lineup builder, and I was like, whoa, definitely not going to play that.
I did. I didn't have any other options.
Did you really?
Like, yeah, why not? When he plays, he bangs, dude. He's great.
He is. Dude, he's honestly low-key, like Antonio Carlos, if he plays, is probably going to bang in Brazil.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, for sure. And good thing I have, like, 20 of them. Collections.
Good thing I have 20 of them.
So Drewsi's down. He banged a 77, and he's down 13%.
Cool.
Yeah, so here's everybody.
It's Austin. We down on Austin.
16 average. I tried to keep it somewhat cheap. So yeah.
There you go. Look at that. Alex coming in hot with those watch lists, boy.
It's pretty good.
Coming in with the content. Love it.
They're only going to get better and better. So tune in next week for...
And they only are going to get better and better.
Just Timothy Tillman again.
Yeah, literally. Are there any other matchups that you guys are intrigued in? There's like some okay ones. Like Atlanta's good enough to smash NYCFC even at home. Catch them on the right day. They could probably still smash.
I don't know, dude. Yankee Stadium. Is it at Yankee Stadium? You always have to check that with
those games.
They are. Remember, 5 straight home games?
No. But I mean, like, a home game doesn't mean Yankee Stadium. Like, there's a difference between an NYC Yankee Stadium game.
It's still a baseball game. It's still going to be a baseball stadium. Doesn't matter.
Because the dimensions at Yankee Stadium are different. You look up the stats, dude. The stats are crazy. At Yankee Stadium, they're absurd. And like,
No. City Field.
I mean, it's still technically a home game, and they still have a little bit of an advantage.
So they're definitely
it's nowhere near as much as Yankee Stadium. Like, I'm serious. Like, look up the stats. It's a crazy split. And it's over like the entire time NYC has been a team. It's not like last year's team was good or bad.
Right.
It's something about the angles with the pitch and like the size of the pitch and everything.
Well, I definitely know it's the size specifically.
Specifically,
because it's like a kindergarten football field. Like kindergartners play on that field,
right? And I think
that field makes kindergartners look big.
At City, they can play on like a basically normal field.
I didn't know City was like a normal size. I thought it was still just like a small baseball.
Because Yankee Stadium has a really short right field wall. I think it is. Which makes like the literal field size is different for baseball stadiums depending on where you go. And it just so happens that a Yankee Stadium doesn't really fit a soccer stadium, even though the Yankees own NYCFC and so they let them play there.
See?
So it doesn't make any sense. But like that makes a big difference.
So I'm looking at it. You can show it if you want. But it looks like out of the next 5, which are home, 3 are at Citi Field and 2 are
See?
So is
and that New England game, that's the one. That's the one you want. Because New England will be coming off the second leg where they got toasted. They may just rest everybody.
New England is resting everybody.
Wow, we're screwed.
They're still going to throw out Nacho. He's going to play every single game. Don't worry.
Even so, like at Yankee Stadium against the Revolution, who also still suck, like that's going to be a game to start your NYC stack for sure.
This one too. City Field, Colorado. Oh, yeah. That'll be nice. Yeah.
Colorado at home is normally probably pretty good.
Yep. I'm telling you, NYCC is by now. They're still low.
I got a little cheeky stack.
Thanks, no thanks. I will continue.
Santi Rodriguez, NYCFC. James Sands, and Thiago Martins is like and Freeze. That's a cheeky stack.
You picked up Rodriguez.
I've had a Santi. I have his jersey.
Wake me up when Andres Pereira is a locked in starter.
Wake me up when they fire Nick Cushing.
There you go. That's even better. Wake me up.
Just wait. They're going to fire him at some point in the summer, and then NYC is going to go on a tear and make the playoffs.
Dude, by all means, I hope so. The league will be better for it. But before we get out of here, we're at 40 minutes. We try to keep these short and concise, you know, straight to the point so that you guys can get your bid-ins and all your buy-ins. But Alex has a little bit of a game for us. Little cheeky thing we're going to try out on this on this fancy midweek. We're gonna do some things in the midweek.
I'm scared.
Alex, what you got?
I'm about to look stupid, aren't I?
We're taking a page out of Trippin's book.
Oh baby,
and
that's never a good idea.
We're doing guess the decisives, so we got four different categories, and you get a point per category. And we're gonna do this. Try to do it every week if we remember.
Yes.
And at the end of the season, see how we're looking. So we got no goals here. This is a clean sheet. You choose a keeper. They get a clean sheet. You get a point. Definite decisive. If they get a decisive, you get a point. He's a got to score. They score a goal. You get a point. And highest score, you choose a player. Whichever one of us has the player that has the highest score gets a point.
So what's the difference between decisive and a got to? This has to be a goal. It has to be
a got to score is a goal. Definite decisive is any decisive.
And is this like a draft scenario? Or like who gets to pick first? Can we pick the same player?
Yeah, we'll do draft. So we'll do snake. So Chris starts and then we'll go.
So we can't pick the same player?
Like we can't.
We cannot.
For any of these, right?
No. So you can't go like.
Okay.
You can't go Takeoka and then go Driussi, Driussi, Driussi. Like you can't do that.
Right. Okay.
So.
But like even if I pick somebody for decisive, like you guys can't pick them for he got a score.
No. Once a player's off the board, they're off the board, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That does make sense.
All right. Chris.
So
who's gonna get a clean sheet?
Clean sheet. I kind of think there's two, to be fair, and I don't know which one to pick.
You got to pick one, Chris.
Yeah, you got to go.
I'm going to give you a timer.
You guys just sprung this game on me, and now I have to select in like 30 seconds? Come on.
It makes you feel better. I haven't looked at it either. I was just going in raw.
I made it like 10 minutes ago.
Alex already knows exactly what he's picking.
I'm going to take Stuvie.
Stuvie. There it is.
Stuvie doovie doo.
All right, Corey, who we got? Who's keeping
it? Berkey.
You're going Berkey.
Stick it to it. You put it in the episode. Put my money where my mouth is.
I wanted to go Berkey.
Berkey's keeping the cleaner.
I should have taken Berkey well, then I wouldn't get a point, though. That'd be sad.
Who do I go with? Let's go. Do I want to go Takeoka just to, like,
gross,
take him since Berkey's gone?
Gross.
I'll take him. Why not?
There it
Stephen
is.
Stephen Fry against Montreal, maybe.
Oh, that is a good shot, but I already put it, so I'm not gonna.
Montreal's too good, bro.
I don't really like that, to be fair. Oh, I know. It's actually Bono. It's actually Bono against Columbus on the road. Just wait.
It might be.
No, it's not. It's not at all. All right. Definite decisive. Okay.
Definite decisive. Someone who's gonna definitely get decisive. This is a person that I wanted to use for highest score. I'm gonna go him.
You don't know if he's gonna be on the board though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
I just want to get him out of the way before any of y'all choose him. It's El Trafico. What he does.
Oh,
I'm gonna go Bouanga. He's gonna do something.
You know, what's funny?
Last pick for highest score. That kind of sucks.
You know what's funny is that with the definitive decisive, I was gonna go Trafico and I'm gonna go Ricky Push.
Oh, that's a good pick. This is where all of them are going to come from, aren't they?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not going that way. At least for the first one. I didn't pick two, though, so I got to go back to back, which kind of sucks. So my definite decisive plays Charlotte this week.
Ooh. The refs?
Yeah, I'm going to take Carlos Hill.
Not Nacho.
I think he's going to play. I think he's going to play because they're going to rest starters. And I don't think Charlotte's. I mean, they're okay, but I don't think they're great. And he's at home. He's normally pretty good for a decisive at home. So we'll take Carlos Hill.
No, I take that. Who's a guy to score?
He's a guy to score. I mean, you guys are going to take him if I don't, right?
Maybe.
It's got to be Jovalich.
Jovalich. You know what's funny? That's not who I was thinking, but I'm, yeah.
That's but it's better than who you were thinking.
What?
That's who I was going to go
with. It might not be, but this is who I actually thought you were going to take, because I'm pretty sure that they're scoring. I'm going to go with Benteke.
On the road.
Yes, dude. I'm telling you, man. I am fading. I guess Columbus I took one so on hard this too. Weekend. I am fading Columbus so hard this weekend.
All right, it's between two for me. It's between the namesake, but I feel like that's kind of a mark. That's a mark move to
you
go
have
with.
To do that. You really? Have to.
Do I
live and that die would be by the
so
crest?
Ballsy if you did that and it
live
paid
and
off.
Die by the crest,
dude. We've I feel like you it. Know what, Jorge. Can we agree that if a Agata scores and he picks him, he gets 2 points instead of one?
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, you can put in parentheses like 2 points.
So that way, when Orlando comes back, we could do definite Duncan.
I hope you realize that he's going to score. Like Agata is gonna. I showed you the proof.
All right.
Now high score. This is just a competition one here.
Frick.
I'm gonna go based on once he gets a decisive, his peaks. He's gonna hit 100. I'm going paint still. So. Another
that's not bad.
Another LA guy.
That's not bad.
Yeah, he's a. Everybody else from that's already gone. That I like Buonga, Pujols, Jovalich. Yeah, I gotta go.
Dang, you know, I think I'm gonna take it just because.
You gonna go El Tráfico too?
No, I'm gonna go Brooks Lennon.
Ooh,
okay. That's a shout. I like
he's just gonna keep
on the road, bro.
He's on a heater, man.
He is on a heater.
And
I'll give you that.
When we were talking about earlier, it's like,
is Gigi okay?
I mean, he might be. Yeah. Don't matter though. But like the thing that we were talking about, it's like, dude, Atlanta's like so stacked right now that it doesn't matter where they go. Like they could easily smash, like without question. They're just one of those teams right now. Like Columbus, for the most part, doesn't matter what game it is, where they're playing, like they're probably gonna smash. So you gotta go with Brooksy.
I don't know if that's true. Hold on, I want to look at Atlanta. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just not seeing what they're doing.
I'll check.
We'll look at this. I have mine, by the way. I'm not like stalling. I'm just like,
oh yeah.
I just want to see what they've been doing.
I'm gonna check to see if Gigi's looking like.
I mean, at Toronto, lost 2-0, and half of that was against Insigne-less team. I guess they had a lot of it. That was international game, so that's fair.
Yeah, that was international week, and he still banged a 60 with no decisive.
They do have Atlanta. Gigi 50%.
I don't know, dude. I'm not sold on Atlanta yet. Look at they've only played 2 road games and they haven't scored on the road yet. How can you say that they're just gonna go anywhere and bang?
Don't worry about it, bro. Don't worry about it. They're gonna bang.
Wasn't training on Tuesday for Gigi?
Uh-oh. Not good.
Yeah. See, I also don't like that. If your main way to get decisives is crossing the ball in and your striker doesn't play, like, I don't love that at all.
Nah, man, dude.
Lennon's still going to have a 25 AA probably. But
yeah. But does he get the decisive?
That's only a 60 if he doesn't get the decisive.
We'll see.
Cheeky
little play.
I had mine pulled up, but I had to go away from it to...
Don't hate because you ain't.
I had to go away from it to get to Brooks Lennon, but I'm going with this dude, Valentina.
The who?
Oh wait, that's his tattoo. No, never mind. It's Lucho Acosta.
There it is.
Yeah, I think against Red Bulls at home, I think he gets MLS decisive. He's gonna score 85+. Let's be honest.
We know what he can do.
Yeah. It's Acosta season. Let's see if they can handle that Red Bull press.
See if they can score. I'm more worried about him getting the decisive than anything else, honestly.
Look at this.
And there's one that we forgot that none of us used was Gould against Toronto at home.
Ooh. Yeah, true.
That would have been a really good one.
I was surprised nobody went Tillman.
True.
We were just talking about Timothy Tillman.
I think these guys
scores did look really good, to be fair.
I don't know, man. This list, no matter which way you like chop it up, it looks pretty good. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, we need more people doing this. It would make the drafts harder.
Dude, I've been talking about it. So I'm going to put it out now. A long time ago at the beginning of the season, I wanted to do like a 5-man like snake draft on like for the weekend, like an SO5 lineup for the weekend and all that. Maybe we'll plan that for next week or something like that. We'll do something fun like that, because I've been thinking about doing like a 5-man SO5, like everybody just runs through and just like drafts it, and then I don't know, the loser has to give something away or something. I don't know.
Aaron Long.
Damn, no one picked
all my
Long.
Aaron Longs. Dude,
go.
I should have just for the lulz. we should have a category that's like air and it's gonna be a long day or something, like the worst score, and lowest score.
Who's gonna concede three?
Who's gonna have the lowest lowest AA?
That was a lot of fun, Alex. I appreciate that. That was cool.
I think I'm about to change the Agata thing too.
Oh no. No, you can't. That's next week. That's a next week thing. You already locked it in for 2 points of the Agata.
No, yeah, I just changed it. It's still his name.
Category name, I think.
No, I just said Willie scores. Is Willie Agata?
It's not as fun.
Okay, I'll change it back.
It's not as fun. Change it back. Take your record now. Oh, dude, look at that. It's Bob Flynn.
Look at man.
Hey, man.
Remember how bad Charlotte is?
Calm down.
I just have to mention that every time Bob comes on.
Dude,
Ben Bender. Ben Bender.
I'm running Kalina future and Melinda, my MLS specialist this week. To,
Ben Bender will be a future Des Moines Open Cup player. I'm calling it right now. 2050 Open Cup. Des Moines is going to make a run with Ben Bender.
Julian Gressel got an assist against Monterey.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Miami's rolling.
Is it MLS season?
Oh, man. Ben Bender who scored? Will be on the U.S.
Tommy Alves with the goal. Oh. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Wake Alves me up when Gressel. Omaha starts. It's in 3 minutes. We better end that.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Well, before we go, Bob, thanks for showing up. Alex saved his rewards for us.
Look at you,
on the show. Waited a whole day.
What a guy.
I don't know how you did it.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
I wish a little bit crazy. Don't know how you did it.
Oh, Gressel up for auction, too. So,
I can't stop thinking about like the draft.
He's going to pull like a Messi out of a reward box and going to be like, damn it, I didn't have this.
What do we want to do first? I think save the limited to last and do the boxes.
Just do them all, man.
We'll do the boxes. We'll do the boxes first. They're going to be level ups, but it's fine. You know what? We're here to have fun.
We got some boxes. We got all this fun stuff. How are you guys doing this?
I don't like that it doesn't say what kind of box it is.
All right.
Oh, look, a level up.
Let's go.
Yeah. Right. We don't know the odds, though. You know?
Oh yeah, it should.
I think they did pop him out.
There's so much empty space right here. They have so much
room to play with.
Dude, did you guys see that? Wait, Bob, did you play that Gressel this week? Because he just got a decisive in the midweek.
Yeah, he couldn't. He got it. He got it as a reward.
Oh, that's
he
right. Dude. I know what I'm doing in this game.
His lineup can move, but he can't play the reward.
All right,
don't worry, it makes sense. Just don't
any
think
guesses?
About it.
Any guesses on
what is it? Tier three.
Tier three.
What contest?
What competition?
Challenger Classic.
Challenger Classic? This is going to be... Oh, we should go through the pool first.
No, I know. It's too big. I told Jorge already who's in here and who I want. Josh Cohen is in here.
Johnny Russell. If it's Cohen as a tier three, I'd be a little bit upset, to be fair.
Dude, why? He's a guaranteed starter as soon as... Freaking, what's his face turns to dust? Brad Guzan.
He's turned to dust 2 years ago, Jorge. What are we talking about?
Every clean sheet adds another month to his span.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go.
Do we have a drum roll?
Ooh.
Drum roll. Oh, American. Forward. Dallas. Oh. Paul.
Oh.
Oh,
oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, real life, great pull. So rare.
So rare. Oh, not
kind of a kind of a disaster.
Oh, I love how you're just like, it's Paul Ariola. Oh, no.
$6. That's not like the
worst.
How
was he $6? That's insane.
Look at these scores, man.
Is he a forward?
God. Yeah, he's a
technically.
Forward.
Nope.
Okay. Well, if he's a forward, I guess that's not the worst thing. You know he's going to start every game.
Honestly, I've been playing him a lot just because he's like a lock, like 50 points, 45 to like 50. And like, it's not that bad for a forward. Like, you really can't complain. It's hard to get that.
Yeah, you can complain a little bit.
It's a tough commodity.
Maybe.
Well, calm down. He goes in like my 220s, 240s. Like, calm down. He's not a priority guy. But it's.
Yeah,
it's,
that's fair.
He's a 240 guy.
He's a forward starter. So, like, if you need a starting forward and you want him as a reward, good for you.
Yes.
Unless anyone wants to pay floor, if anyone wants to pay 529, let me know.
No. I'm so glad Bob showed up. He was great. Go check him out on Hunter's, you know, sideline talk this week, talking all the baseball. Not in a fancy sweater, though, Bob. What are you doing? You weren't wearing a fancy sweater. I was a little upset. I tuned in to hope you see a sweater. And there was no sweater. Anyway, this episode went long. Right? Like we always say, it won't. Shh. Still cold. Look at that. I'm in a hoodie. Rainy. Is there anything
it actually
else,
is
guys?
Gonna be like it's gonna be like 40 degrees this weekend here.
Oh, I know, yeah, it's getting cold again.
It's like 40 here. It's not fun.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice. I'm gonna get struck by lightning outside. Must be nice.
It's supposed to be 70 on Sunday. This is how Missouri weather works, but it's fine.
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys would like to chat? Anything you guys want to bring up before the game week? We can get out of here and let these people win their rewards.
Wayne Rooney is the greatest rookie card of all time. That's all I have to say. That's it.
Oh. Maybe I show something that came in the mail real quick before we go.
Oh. Bob Flynn talked about how to whale collection scores. He did. That Athletics collection is a thing of beauty. Oh, we did see that. This on-card auto.
Yes. If you are not in the Discord, you haven't seen it, but yes.
It's out of 50, right?
Yes, and it is
absolutely sick.
Huh. Off to get graded.
You love to see it. They
have a signed Messi jersey in one of the local stores here for sale. It's $5,000. If anybody wants me to buy it for them, I will. I'll ship it to you.
You can go on Fanatics and get one for like $4,000. So, but supporting local businesses.
Everybody, good luck on So Rare this weekend. Game week, cash money, MLS Special Limited. What's up? We out.